T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, tough times for the Queen Mary and the city and the firm operating the ship. It's all about getting critical repairs done before the lease goes into default. Let's get the latest live from Long Beach this morning. KMX 1070's John Barron.
The ship has been here since 1967 after 30 years of sailing the North Atlantic Ocean, but it's said to be in pretty bad shape and needs hundreds of millions of dollars in repairs for things like corrosion to keep it safe for everyone. A letter from the city of Long Beach to the ship's operators requesting financial documents and a plan to get the repairs done, warning that Urban Commons could be in default soon if it doesn't provide those items. Urban Commons took over the 66-year lease back in 2016 after inspections found the ship was getting worse and worse. The city paid for the most urgent repairs at that time, $23 million worth, but Urban Commons is responsible for the rest. And because ground has not yet been broken on a new development here, the company apparently doesn't have the money to do all the repairs right now. One possibility, Long Beach could step in and choose to pay for the repairs with taxpayer money and then have the firm pay the money back over time. Live at the Queen Mary, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More demands today for a nationwide ban on horse racing. This because of another death at Santa Anita. Let's go there. Here's Craig Figner.
Well, on Saturday, another horse died, a 5-year-old horse believed to have collapsed and died of a heart attack. That marks the 33rd horse death here at Santa Anita Park since late December. And there was also a horse death last Friday. Now, after these two most recent horse deaths, PETA has been demanding a nationwide ban on horse racing. California's horse racing is regulated by the California Horse Racing Board, and this group does have the authority to halt horse racing across California, but hasn't yet taken that measure. It's a new power that they received from the legislature this year. They have implemented some safety measures, or what are described as safety measures, reaching out to Santa Anita Park this morning for comment on the demands from PETA. Reporting live in Arcadia, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
More than 75%, 3/4 of the people living on the streets of LA County are either mentally ill, have a substance abuse issue, or are in poor health, according to some new reports. It's from a study released by UCLA and then separate numbers crunching by the LA Times. Now, the Times says the Homeless Services Authority of LA previously reviewed the same numbers and produced much lower outcomes of those afflicted. But despite the numbers, both new reports say it is poverty and lack of affordable housing that actually drives people onto the streets rather than those health issues.
The same jury that convicted the so-called Hollywood Ripper serial killer is being asked to recommend a death sentence or life. That activity by that jury is expected to begin today.
During the penalty phase for Michael Gargiulo, jurors will hear arguments from both sides as well as victim impact statements. The jury found Gargiulo guilty earlier this year for the brutal stabbing deaths of a woman in Hollywood who was set to go on a date with actor Ashton Kutcher and another woman inside her El Monte apartment.
These were systematic murders done by somebody who enjoyed the act itself.
Gargiulo was also convicted of attempted murder for the stabbing attack of a Santa Monica woman who fought back and survived. The jury also found him guilty of the special circumstances of multiple murders and lying in wait, which makes him eligible for the death penalty. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Guy helped run a scheme that flooded the streets with millions of prescription pills, including narcotics like Oxy. Now the guy from Granada Hill is supposed to be sentenced later this morning. Prosecutors said he recruited doctors who let other people issue fraudulent prescriptions in their names in exchange for the kickbacks. And the prosecutors are recommending a one-year sentence.
The co-owner of a Huntington Beach restaurant still in the hospital this morning after burns that followed the explosions at the Oktoberfest.
I don't know, just something exploded. Whoa!
Firefighters were already at Old World Village when the first explosion happened. Someone called about an odd smell coming from an underground electrical vault at a restaurant.
They did not have any contact with the vault at all. They were just approaching the area when all of a sudden the first explosion happened. That explosion knocked all of them down and caused some injuries amongst the group, including one of the restaurant personnel who were guiding them over there to the area.
Huntington Beach Fire Battalion Chief Jeff Lopez says shortly after that, there was a second blast.
We did have two firefighters injured who were treated at a local burn center but released. And we also had three civilians injured. And unfortunately, one of them has moderate to severe injuries and is still hospitalized.
Lopez says there were three transformers in the vault, and it's not uncommon to have several explosions in a situation like this. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.